John D.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time. It is time to talk a little bit of football.
High formation again. Huskies will tighten up the formation here. Golic going to roll to his left, looking for his man. Cowie complete! Touchdown, Brandon Cowie! Touchdown, Huskies!
Mix 93 WKMJ and Michigan Tech football this weekend against Grand Valley State University. It is a big weekend. Coach Curley, congratulations on the big win down at Northwood. The Huskies victorious by a score of 21-6. Did not allow Northwood into the end zone. A couple of field goals, and I know that had to be a pretty good ride home, Coach.
Well, it was, Dirk. You know, I thought we played hard. You know, I thought we, you know, for the most part played well. There was, you know, we had some lapses. You know, we gave up some big plays there at the end that you know, kind of made it a little bit exciting. But you know, all in all, when you don't give one up crossing your goal line, that helps. And you know, we only had 8 possessions, and you know, we took 30. We, you know, had the ball for 38 minutes. You know, our defense only had to play 49 plays. You know, there were some good things there.
Well, Coach, Dirk and I talked during drive time last time after we'd hung up with you about how this was such a big game. You know, we were coming off a bye week. You know, we're obviously got Grand Valley and Ferris, who you don't want to look ahead to, but you might. And then Northwood, who's a much improved team and has the ability to catch it if you're not ready to go. Were you worried at all with that mindset going into that game?
I never worry, Wes. You know that. But, yeah, we were very, very concerned about that football team. You know, it was a team that's very well coached. It's a team that's improving. You know, they've always had great athletic ability. You know, especially their ability to run, the speed. So you know, and they've won 3 ball games in our league. It was, you know, it's a game that we told our football team that, you know, if you want to be a really good football team, that's a football game you have to win. You know, that's not one that you can, you know, let someone beat you. And I thought we did a good job. We came out ready to play. You know, the first drive we went down, we moved the football, threw the interception, came right back on the second drive, went down in, knocked one in, got one in before halftime, so we're up 2 scores, and, you know, and then got one in the third quarter, and, you know, stayed at least 2 scores up from, you know, from the second quarter on.
Coach, talk about the third downs and the mindset, the mental outlook you have to convert on those and to be better than the other team on third downs, and how that was such a key point in our win.
Well, what I think we were 11 of 15 in third downs and had two fourth down makes. That's 13 of 15 in conversion downs. I think they were 1 of 13 and had 1 or 2, so they were like 2 of 13. You know, there was our ability to stay on the field offensively. You know, a lot of that's the quarterback. He has to make a lot of those plays. You know, and he's pretty good, and he can make those plays, and he did. And then defensively is our ability to, you know, to get off, to you know, keep them, you know, in front of the chains. We had a great one on the, you know, the fourth down stop, Tanner Agan on that drive where they got down in, you know, I don't know, I think they're about our 10 or 12 yard line. Early fourth quarter, they score, you know, it's a 1-score ball game, and it's fourth and a foot, and he, you know, he got about 9.5 inches.
Lots of good performances in that game, Coach. Who were your team players of the week?
Well, Charlie Leffingwell had over 100 yards, carried it a lot in his hometown. He was our offensive player of the week. Deshaun Nelson with the 2 interceptions was a defensive player of the week. Garrett Mead hit all four of his kickoffs were, you know, inside the hash, which is where they're supposed to be, and at least the 5 yard or in, and so he was perfect there. He hit all of his extra points, and he actually had two tackles on the kickoff team. So he was our defensive player of the week.
He's made our special teams player. And he's made some big tackles this year, I think.
He's had a couple of tackles, yeah. He had one at Northern, I think, was maybe a touchdown saver.
Which, as a coach, you never want to see, I know.
No, when your kicker's making tackles, that's not good news, guys.
But, I mean, just great game. You talked about Charlie and the 145 yards. Just a solid game all the way around. And again, to keep them out, in going back to the third down, I know I keep driving this in, but the third down thing, keeping your defense off the field allows them to play that much better when they're in, correct?
Correct. I mean, and it helps you statistically and everything. I mean, it's all judged by yards per game. You know, all statistics. Well, you know, if you're playing 49 plays against defensively and giving them 4 yards a play, as opposed to playing 75 plays a game defensively and giving them 4 yards a play, that's a huge difference when you start doing statistics.
Coach, talk about the upcoming week. Obviously, Grand Valley comes in with a record that people are like, really, they're 3-3, they must not be very good, but very deceiving. They lost their first three games, but two of those three teams are still undefeated, and the other one was out in California, their other loss. So this is a good football team. Talk about what we know about the Lakers.
Well, the three losses I have to the teams, I think, are 17-1.
Yeah.
And they're all rated right now. You know, Azusa lost their next game, but then they've won every one since, and they just beat I think it was Humboldt State who was ranked. So they're now ranked in, of course, you know, Ohio Dominican's 6th or 7th, and Ferris is 11th or 12th,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, and two of those three games were, you know, one was overtime, and the other one was the controversial penalty call or not penalty call. So they're the premier program, you know, in our league, have been. You know, they're the program that's got 4 national championships. They're the team that went last year all the way to the national semifinals, and they've got 8 starters back on defense. I think 7 or 8 on offense. They're very, 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 very good football team.
Heath Parling, how dangerous is he? Is he the key guy to their offense? Or
they spread it around. They've always had, you know, great skill. I mean, you know, they've had 2 or 3 receivers drafted in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, they've got the Potts kid that's got, I don't know, 30 catches already this year, and you know, he's been there forever. I mean, this is his 6th year with a couple injuries, and you know, real heady quarterback, extends plays. You know, has gone through the ups and downs. You know, he's a great kid. I know him personally, and he's very, very good quarterback.
We saw Dan Scuda, former Laker, on Monday Night Football last night, making a few plays as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was. I think he's linebacker for the 49ers.
Yeah, they've got 2 or 3 out there, you know, and that are still in the, you know, in the league, and it is. They're a great program. We're looking forward to it. You know, we're ready to play. There's no question that, you know, that our morale is up. You know, the one we've got to do now is make sure that we get better each practice, and you know, and eliminate the little mistakes, the things that all of a sudden, when it gets down to, you know, right at the end where you could, you know, win or lose a ball game because of, you know, one play.
There's so much anticipation for this game, Coach, especially now that we're 5-0. In football, do you ever have to worry about keeping the guys under control as far as their intensity to start the game, and you know what I mean?
I'm not describing it very well. Yeah, I think the big one there, Dirk, is probably, you know, Northern. I mean, that's the one where, you know, you grit your teeth and you say bad things about, you know, their moms and all that stuff, and you know, the intensity there is. But you know, I mean, there's a great, you know, we respect Grand Valley for you know, and they should be respected with what their program has done, and you know, it's really put Great Lake, you know, the GLIAC football on the map. I mean, now a lot of people feel that this is arguably the best, you know, D2 conference in the country, you know, because of the national championships, and now you've got teams like, you know, with Wayne going to the final game a few years ago, and you know, we've been in the playoffs, you know, in the last 10 years, as has Northwood, as has Saginaw, as has Ashland, Ohio Dominican. So, you know, I think right now, you know, and they're the team that went out and won the national championships and put the league on. So there's great respect there, but you know, we can't wait till Saturday either.
Yeah. Well, it starts at 1 o'clock, and of course we'll have the long pregame for you to get people pumped up on their way to the game. And Michigan Tech hosting Grand Valley. The Huskies trying to remain undefeated on the season. They are 5-0, going for 6-0 against Grand Valley. Make sure you get your tickets and VIP 4-pack still available, still well worth the money for the VIP 4-packs, and those are available also at the ticket.
We'll take all the fans we can get, guys. I mean, you know, I know the Houghton Hancock and Calumet all are playing on Friday night, so we'll take all the community that'll come out and try to help us get these people.
Very good, Coach. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we cannot wait till Saturday. We'll see you there.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Tom Curley of the Michigan Tech football team. What a big game is coming up, and we'll have that right here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more Drive Time right after.